I think we're having an earthquake. You guys' microphones shaking? Feel the building rumbling? Yeah, I think we just had an earthquake.
Son of a gun.
The building was rumbling and the microphones were shaking. How crazy is that? Or else there's a new subway system going right under our building.
Possible. Still going?
Yep.
I feel it. Look at this. Check it out.
Man, it's a long one.
Quake. Quake.
Quake in the water.
Go in water. 8:19 here on the ticket. Very special news coming down this morning that one of the official golfers of our show, Michelle Wee, is getting married. She's marrying Jerry West's son, and we're going to visit with Michelle Wee coming up at 8:40. We're very excited about this. Very proud of her. But right now in this segment, we're going to talk about Woodstock because it's 2019 and this is the 50th anniversary of the legendary concert, 3 days of peace and music and love, which occurred in Woodstock, New York, on a dairy farm just outside of that town in technically White Lake, Bethel, New York.
Well, music.
Yes. Music. And the lineup last week was announced for the Woodstock 50. The big concert, Woodstock 50, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and it's a pretty heavy hitter filled lineup, which includes the Black Keys. They'll be among the main headliners, along with Jay-Z, Dead and Company, Chance the Rapper, Jack White and the Raconteurs, Imagine Dragons, Run the Jewels, Gary Clark Jr., Cage the Elephant, The Killers,
yeah,
Greta Van Fleet, Margot Price, Sturgill Simpson, Courtney Barnett, Portugal the Man, Dawes, The Lumineers, and still pending Miley Cyrus and Casey Musgraves. They have yet to formally announce, but it's thought that they will be there. So that's a pretty big lineup.
Jared, don't you join in on that.
Woodstock 50, that will be this summer, 3 days of peace and music in New York, and it's the anniversary of the original Woodstock, which was August 15th through the 18th, 1969, at that dairy farm in the Catskill Mountains in New York. Probably the most legendary concert event in the history of the United States. And I was looking at the original lineup of Woodstock back then, which was, if you've seen the video or the documentary or any of the number of documentaries, it was, boy, a bunch of hippies with a lot of drugs and a lot of grooming issues.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of free love happening out there. 1969 was bringing to an end the tumultuous 60s. And looking at the artists that performed back then, on Friday, you had Richie Havens. You had Ravi Shankar, who taught the Beatles all about the sitar. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Delbert McClinton.
He taught them about the harmonica.
Oh.
You had Arlo Guthrie, Joan Baez. Then the next day on Saturday, you had Santana. You had the Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, The Who, and Jefferson Airplane. On Sunday, you had Joe Cocker.
Oh.
You had the band.
What's wrong with Joe Cocker?
Beating.
Why?
Because he always sings like he's about to pass out.
You're just feeling it, man.
That's a reduction. He ruined that Beatles song, too. And everyone, oh, man, listen to this. Listen to this.
It was a great version of it.
What'd you do with a thing and a tune?
It's his own style. It's his individual style.
Would you think I was convulsing and having a heart attack?
You're making him sound like Martin Short's character from Saturday Night Live.
I read 150 Ed Cohen, songs a
or whatever
day.
His name was.
Sucks, man.
Well, he performed on that Sunday along with the band, Johnny Winter, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
So beautiful.
And then you got the big boys late, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Awesome.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Sucks.
Yeah, and I heard Corby talking about this and since read about it, that it ended up with Sha-na-na and Jimi Hendrix, and it was Monday morning. They were supposed to play on Sunday night, but by the time they finished up, it was Monday morning.
Wow.
They didn't have just a real strict plan that they stuck to keep everybody on time.
invited to that original Woodstock, but not performing for either refusing the invitation purposes or they couldn't because of logistics. Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, Led Zeppelin, The Byrds, Chicago, The Moody Blues, Frank Zappa. Could have been even bigger. I think in hindsight, if they had known how big it was going to be, half of those probably would have tried to make it.
Yeah. And it was just in someone's field? It was on someone's farm?
A dairy farm.
What, Rome, New York?
Yeah, Bethel, basically. Bethel. Just outside of Woodstock, New York.
And been trying to recreate it ever since.
Yeah, everyone's been obsessed with it.
Well, they've had anniversary concerts, including the 30th anniversary concert, which Gordo attended because you were on a road trip with the Hardline to Cooperstown.
Yeah, and Woodstock 30 was going on. That was the Woodstock 2. That's what it was billed as. And so I said, well, I'll just rent a Volkswagen and drive
VW
up there.
Van, man. Go,
I did.
Man.
I rented a VW, and I drove up there by myself. And it was so fun just doing that by myself. It seems out of character now that I would do that because anything outside of my apartment is a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Excuse me.
I could see you doing that now, just hauling off and going there by yourself.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it for this one. Driving from Dallas all the way. And it was great. There was a bunch of people doing lots of drugs there. I did not do drugs.
Right out there in the open?
Yes. And there was a huge mud pit because the porta potties had overflowed and it was gross.
People were rolling around in it?
Yes.
Doo doo?
I'm assuming there was some of that in there.
To do?
Was it raining?
I think it had rained. Yes, it rained up until the event, and so it was very muddy out there.
Mm-hmm.
What was the security presence like? Were there cops? Were there guys in yellow jackets to make
I
sure
don't
everyone
remember
was
seeing a bunch of cops. You know, I wonder if it's still in the Dallas Observer archives, because I remember I got to the back to the hotel after I'd returned to Cooperstown, and I wrote a letter to Big Bob Wolanski, Robert Wolanski, on hotel stationery by hand. I wrote him a letter about going to Woodstock. Just tell him about it.
Interesting.
And then he took that and published it. And so that my account of going to Woodstock is in the Dallas Observer archive somewhere.
Because that was pre-email and texting.
Yeah.
So you wrote him a letter.
So I hand-wrote Robert Wolanski a letter on hotel stationery. That sounds so antiquated.
So Ben
like
Franklin of you.
1890s or something.
Do you remember any of the performances you saw?
Dear Robert, stop.
I remember I went to concert. Watching stop. The Counting Crows.
Okay.
That's the only one that I really have a memory of. I love the Counting Crows.
Well, I
so
too.
I enjoyed it, but the crowd seemed to, they just weren't paying attention.
Really?
I think everyone was there to do drugs and put their privates together.
Hmm. Did you see anybody putting their privates together?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. People would just fornicate out in the open. And so
what
against
was it like?
God's plan. God designed human beings to have sex indoors.
Tell us what it was like.
Gross, no.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
Why are you always making me... Junior does this.
You
I want the
people
to know. He always
doesn't.
Makes me tell him about my sexual escapades.
We don't, unfortunately,
do
we don't have to pry it out of you normally.
I don't always.
You always do. Calls me up, and I hear he's always like out of breath. I don't know whether he had been just running or cycling right beforehand. Or...
All right, here's some of the performers from Woodstock 30 that you attended. See if this rings a bell.
Okay.
Do you remember George Clinton?
No.
Green Day?
Yes.
Oleander?
Oleander?
No.
Insane Clown Posse?
I wasn't That's there for them, band. But they it seemed like they time. Were there the day before I got there.
James Brown?
No, I didn't see James Brown.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow?
He has bull testicles, didn't he?
We got to listen back to that.
Did I watch Sheryl Crow? I don't know.
Man, you were wasted.
It's a very, very vague memory.
Moby?
I'm not sure I went, to be quite honest with you. Yes, I remember Moby.
Korn?
Mm-mm.
Bruce Hornsby?
Oh.
Ice Cube?
No, I don't remember Ice Cube performing.
Los Lobos?
Yes.
Kid Rock?
Yeah, I may have seen Kid Rock.
Dave Matthews?
Oh, yeah, I think I did see Dave Matthews.
Okay,
that's where I became obsessed with him.
It's interesting because that Sunday, sorry, that Saturday on the East Stage is where Counting Crows played, and also on that stage, Kid Rock and Dave Matthews.
Okay, so
that's why you probably do remember those. Also on that stage was Alanis Morissette. Do you remember her?
Yes. Oh, I'm sure you saw her.
Of course.
That day also, Rage Against the Machine and Metallica.
I don't remember seeing Metallica.
Looks like they were really late at night. You may have missed them.
Oh, yeah. I probably crashed. I was busy fornicating out in the open.
Gross.
Where God could witness it.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to invite his judgment.
Fatboy Slim was also at Woodstock 30. Collective Soul, Godsmack, Megadeth, Willie Nelson, Brian Setzer, Elvis Costello, Jewel, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Dang.
That's a big lineup.
What a lineup.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like this is going to be a big one at Woodstock 50.
The idea sounds cool to go, especially with a lot of great groups there that I really like. But just, I don't know, getting there, what do you do, camp?
This isn't for y'all. This is for 20-something.
Yeah.
Or younger, probably.
I don't think there's an age restriction on this.
I bet there's a lot of old. I bet there's some there that went to the original Woodstock.
I just have a hard time thinking you guys would camp out for 3 days in those conditions at this
point. That's the part that gets me, the whole camping thing.
And I had very little supplies. I think I just went out. I bought a blanket there and just
sleep
laid
outside?
It out. And yeah. Slept right out there in the open.
Swallow a bunch of bugs?
Yeah. Sure did, George. Sure did. I woke up next to some guy I don't remember meeting him the night before, man.
Wow, man.
It was cool. We're just two people on the planet, man.
As far as any of the original performers coming back, we mentioned Dead and Company, which is the version of the Grateful Dead now.
Yeah.
They're going to be performing. They say that Santana may come back. He was in the original lineup.
He makes it to August.
They also say Edgar Winter, Doobie Brothers, Arlo Guthrie will come back, part of the original lineup as well. They're expecting perhaps a performance by Robert Plant this time around. Maybe Ringo Starr this time around.
All right, I'm going.
There's no way you're going.
I might.
It's going to be saying, hey, who's the narc?
If Casey Musgraves is in the lineup, I think there's a chance he will go, but I know because it requires travel, he will not go.
Let's rent an RV.
You're right about that.
Let's rent an RV.
I'm not going with you.
Why?
Because you'll.
I'm a veteran. I
got
to show you the ropes. You won't know how to do it if you don't go with me.
You don't care about the music. You'll just try to drive me crazy for 3 days.
We might be able to talk the ticket into sending us because that's a real dead time. It's preseason football. Not much is going on.
Maybe that should be campbound.
God, that's a great idea.
We all go there. That's the campbound this year.
What a great idea. We rent
Keller,
a house.
Could you engineer it?
I got this. Let's do it.
Listen to that.
No
Keller's confidence.
Most
zero
confident
confidence.
I've ever heard.
I know. See?
Hey. Hey.
Okay. This is going to be great.
What a fun idea that would be.
You really want an RV all the way up there?
Yeah.
Let's fly.
Maybe fly.
Wait. So far I've heard flying mentioned and a house. That's not Woodstock in it.
Well, we got so many in our traveling party.
Yes, we can buy blankets.
But we have all this broadcast equipment. I think we need a house to make sure, you know, if it rains or something. Let's fly up there. Then we'll rent an RV so we can have both. We can set up the RV at Woodstock, but we also
those
broadcast.
Those who want to camp, you and Corby can camp.
And live in the house.
God, you guys are so soft.
I love this idea.
Corby and I will camp.
Good.
I'll camp for a night or two.
We'll put a little tab on our tongue. Escape this world and start the visuals, man, and have all sorts of... Time doesn't exist. Time, it's a concept in your mind!
Did you have any sort of weird conversation with someone to sit down and talk about the universe with somebody?
It seemed like there was a couple dudes who I overheard having the most ridiculous conversation like that. They had taken shrooms, I think it was. They had done shrooms. And they had laughed and laughed and laughed at nothing in particular.
Yeah.
And then they got quiet, and then they started up a conversation that was basically like that. It's like the universe is, it's inside time. But time is
is a fish.
The thing which the fish doesn't believe anymore.
It's a consciousness that lives in your mind.
400,000 people attended the first Woodstock. 400,000, including Gordo, attended Woodstock 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting at least that number.
I like that gift certificates there. I was the 400,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Gift certificates. Yes. I got a sash.
That's great. So there you go. Woodstock 50, and the ticket will be in attendance.
Yeah. You bet.
8:33. Coming up next, what a wonderful moment for this show. Michelle Wee announced she's getting married, and we'll talk to our official female golfer next on the ticket.